Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Meadon.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Thursday, November 8th, 2012.
This is Stephen, and I have mesothelioma.
No, God, you blew the joke already. I don't have mesothelioma.
I don't have, sorry.
No, start. We're restarting.
I'm Stephen, and I don't have mesothelioma.
It's mesothelioma. Mesothelioma.
Meso.
No, take three.
I'm Steven, and I don't have mesothelioma.
If you or a loved one does not suffer from mesothelioma, you may not be entitled to damages. Please contact an attorney. Give them your life savings to find out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the Week 10 Preview Show, also known as the I Hope You Don't Have Episode. I hope you don't have mesothelioma,
that's
whatever
right.
It means.
Episode 8.31, the Week 10 Preview.
That bizarre opening was Steven's attempt to placate me.
Yes.
And just because Jeff wanted to do that joke for a while.
Yes. I've seen the commercials. I know.
Thank you. My name's Doug, and I have mesothelioma.
I had to look up what mesothelioma was.
Well said.
It's a rare form of cancer that develops from transformed cells originating in the mesolithium.
Ah.
That's the protective lining that covers many of the internal organs of the body, and it is usually caused by exposure to asbestos.
Ah, hence the big bucks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I was thinking that the meso, I didn't remember seeing in Raquel Welch's Journey into the Human Body.
Should I go back?
Do you remember Raquel Welch's Journey into the Human Body?
No, I remember Raquel Welch from 1 million years BC.
There was a movie where she went inside like a shrunken thing that went inside a human body.
Okay.
And I don't remember the miso so much.
Yeah, neither do I.
But I love the soup. That being said, so Steven, yeah.
I just love Raquel Welch.
Well, sure.
1 million years BC.
So from
did
that
you
movie,
have the poster?
So that poster
with the fuzzy, yeah.
Well, and then there's also the Raquel Welch wearing the rope bikini.
Yes, that was another one.
That was taped to the back of a dartboard in my friend's clubhouse.
Back of a dartboard?
So that if his mom ever came out to look at the clubhouse, everything was kosher.
It looks like
it was all good. But when mom wasn't there, then the clubhouse dartboard got turned around.
Yes.
And we all gawked at Raquel Welch. And yeah, we sound like sexist pigs, but you know what? We're not.
We were boys.
And if you want boys to stop being boys, then chop off their
wee-wees. And girls, I'm sure you had pictures of John Travolta back then. And
in my wife's case, John Elway.
John Elway. Okay, there you go.
Horse
that
face.
Does it for you.
Remember.
So there. You know what? Let's start the show.
All right.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Now I sit here in the unenviable spot of being a game down in the challenge game for the first time in years.
Well, do you all... Years? Come on. Also, do you know, Jeffrey, that it's the first time this season someone's won back-to-back weeks?
Well, yeah.
Thank
basically, I lost my serve.
Thank you very much.
I am the smartest man alive!
To me, it's a service side out.
Right.
I didn't
right.
win my serve.
You didn't.
I didn't hold serve, and now I have to break.
Now you have to serve again.
I have to serve again. Then I have to break Steven, and then win next week.
We'll
I have to win 3 weeks in a row.
In a row just to be
just
one
to
game up.
Just to go up a set. Yeah. And that's rough.
That you are in dangerous grounds. You have to be perfect this week, Jeff.
Well, you know what? I darn well almost was last week, and I wanted to give a shout out to our listeners. There's you have 87 wins.
Yeah.
I have 82. And there is a couple of listeners that have 90.
90. Yeah.
And I am I'm
3 games back of
them.
I'm 3 games back of our leader.
And let me tell you to the leaders, you little girls, you're going down. We're going to catch you.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm catching.
We're both going to catch you.
Okay,
you're just
both.
Little girls. Enjoy your time in the sun.
Yes. Enjoy it now.
We're going to catch you.
At the end of the season, you will be down looking up at us, and that's the way it should
be. And you don't want to be down looking up at us, but you will. That being said, congratulations.
Can I close the mesothelioma page now?
Please do, by all means.
But this wiki. This wiki.
It's not going to leak, is it?
Is saying that if everybody were to give $5 right now, you could keep Wikipedia alive forever.
Uh-huh. I think we're really busy right now giving money to the northeast of the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, that being said, I asked for some questions last night on Facebook, and we will get to those throughout the program.
Do we have a lot of them?
Yeah, we do. We had, I'd have to close it up to find out how many, but about 30.
If you hear me eating, I'm sorry. It's just a necessity.
Yeah, there's medical things that go on that you don't need to know. It's none of your business, okay? Damn it. Respect our privacy.
Wow. What's a privacy?
I don't know. But so basically, I like the first question, though.
I am back from the popcorn parade. Can I explain what the popcorn parade is? It's a rite of passage.
It's a major award. A Christmas Story 2. Really?
Really?
Really? Yeah.
When?
This holiday season. Thank you. How do you take a movie that's that enormously popular and not try and exploit it for more? That being said, Casablanca 2 is in pre-production.
Oh my God, Lord have mercy.
Really? Come on, stop it.
Red Dawn. I don't even like the original with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, but it did have Patrick Swayze and many women swooned to him.
But it had Leah Thompson in it.
Leah Thompson, how you doing?
Yeah, I did watch it for that.
Continue.
But no, the popcorn parade. Okay, I got a friend.
I'm glad you have a friend.
Colleen, you got to stop posting pictures of you dressed as Black Widow on Facebook because, oh my God. Okay. All right, that's all I'm saying. Colleen, if you're listening, okay. Anyways. Where was I?
The reason he didn't get in his all is because he says, that's all I'm saying, just to be clear.
Yes.
I did not mistakenly not speak.
Popcorn Parade is a program that all kindergartners at McKinley Elementary School do. My daughter.
How many of them are there? At least 50, 60?
Well, they separate
in
them
the
into classes.
In the world, I'm talking about.
McKinley Elementary?
Yeah.
A few.
Kindergartners.
Quite a few.
No, McKinley Elementary kindergartners that do the Popcorn Parade rite of passage that we're taking these tens of thousands of people's time to talk about.
There are millions.
You're confident of that.
It has been going on.
The Popcorn Parade.
Yes. For 30 years.
At McKinley Elementary.
At McKinley Elementary School.
So that makes there be millions?
I don't know.
There might
be
hundreds.
Hundreds of thousands?
No, there might be hundreds. Each elementary, by law, you can't have more than 20 kids in a kindergarten class.
Yes, and there's usually kindergarten classes.
So now we're talking 120 times 30 years. That's nearly 500. That's almost millions.
Wow, that's great. That's great math there. 130 times
maybe even 5,000. Who's closer to the millions?
All right, you exaggerate your ass off. Let me exaggerate mine.
I do exaggerate my ass off, and if anyone finds it, please let me know. I've been missing it for a while.
All right. Anyways, she did it this morning, and I was there, and it was awesome. And she was the only one who had a solo.
Nice.
And she nailed it.
Nice.
Nailed it.
It's because I gave her love this morning, Lucky Boy.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yes.
So the nice man that was trying to help me lure your daughter away from your side so I could give her a hug this morning. Stephen walked by.
Did you think I was going to kill him?
I told him that you probably were going to.
I'm like, how the hell does he know my daughter, and why is he trying to touch her on the shoulder?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, don't ever reach for another guy's daughter, even if there's another guy provoking you to do it. Like I was, I didn't mean for you to actually reach for her, because he would kill you.
Yeah.
And he was just trying to help.
Well, there you go.
It was fun to see you guys this morning at breakfast.
It was. That was an interesting surprise. I had just called you when we were driving.
Not on my cell phone, you didn't. You called me at home. Only.
I did call you
home. Yeah, you were expecting to wake me. But
yes.
Dee has jury duty this morning.
I was saying, wake up, you lazy bum.
Dee was jury duty, so I'd take the girl to school.
Hey, you're wearing the East London Rugby Football Club hat.
It's not East Rugby Football.
East London Rugby Football. Football
Federation
Club. Oh, Federation Club?
Well, why would it be rugby football? There's
Isn't
no
it rugby
such
football?
Thing.
I don't know. I just see RFC, so I don't know what it is.
You know, Dee
Now you
got to
look it up.
No, but you can make your point.
I don't know. I'm just saying congratulations for wearing the hat. They liked it that I wore the tie on air. Maybe you should wear the hat on air tomorrow.
That would
be so funny. You're wearing a suit.
A stocking cap. I'm wearing it because it's freaking cold in here. So that just being said.
You're trying to look it up.
But I was trying to get you. You were in the middle of a thought. And I was trying to get you back onto your thought.
I was done with my thought.
Okay. Well, then explain that we've got how many games and who's on a bye and et cetera, et cetera.
There are 14 games this week with only four teams on a bye, Jeffrey. This week, on a bye for the NFL. The New York Jets. Why was I saying the New York Jets? They were off last week. I'm on the wrong A.
You're on the wrong A. What, did you open the wrong week?
I'm in the wrong.
Oh, Lord.
I'm in the wrong week.
Steven, not only is he not
making
his picks.
The Arizona Cardinals, the Cleveland Browns, the Green Bay Packers, which a lot of people are going to be struggling with Aaron Rodgers and fantasy football.
What? Did you say something? I'm sorry.
And the Mumbler and the Washington Redskins. I said a lot of people are going to struggle without Aaron Rodgers and fantasy football this week.
Now that I've got my fantasy lineup set and I am missing Aaron Rodgers, few plays, can I give you a hot tip out there for people?
Yes, please.
Ryan Tannehill. Good start this week.
You know, I was
He's not a long-term solution, but for getting through the Aaron Rodgers.
Wherever
week
I
10.
Took Aaron Rodgers, I took Andrew Luck. Why? Because he's playing the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You looked at week 10 and said,
Most of us are flipping
our rosters far too frequently to be able to have that luxury. Well, we've got guys like Greg Jennings that we're hanging on a prayer that he might get healthy.
Yeah, he's not coming back this year. You could go ahead and toss him.
Yeah, only 4% of people have tossed him, so I'm going to stick with the majority rather than Steven.
All right.
Because they actually are saying he should get back this month.
Okay. So he's going to miss another 4 weeks. And
Okay,
and you think he will be back for weeks 14, 15, and 16, which are playoff weeks in fantasy football. How good is he going to be?
Would you tell me officially when the trade deadline is.
It passed? It's done.
See, this is the thing about Steven being a really crummy... the only thing that Steven's bad at in the realm of fantasy being a... What are they called?
A commissioner.
Commissioner. Yes. He doesn't tell anybody key dates. It's like, it's in the rules!
Posted.
It's in the rules!
It is!
Go read them! It's like, dude, if we had time
And they're the same! For all 10 leagues that you're in. So you only need to read it one time.
I wasn't hoping to read it 10 times. I was hoping that somebody would tell me instead of having me read anything. That's all I'm saying. Wow. It is the East London Rugby Football Club. What the heck?
Why are you mad? Because you just like to correct me when I'm right.
No, that's what I wanted to call it all along, and then I couldn't because that doesn't make any sense. So you lads who play on the East London Rugby Football Club, please email Jeff at RARN.net and let me know exactly.
I'm enjoying this cookie.
I know you're enjoying your little crackers and cheese and ham and stuff because, for those medical reasons, it's none of your business. So we've got the biggest game of the week that we've had all season, if you ask me.
Wow. I mean, there's
7-1, 7-1. Come on. Football night in America.
Who are you taking in that game, by the way?
I'm not telling you anything because Steven's going to declare all of his picks before because he hasn't made his picks. So
why?
He's got.
I'm kind of interested. I want you to talk me out of some stuff.
No, that's not going to happen. You have to make the pick
first. I always tell you, and then you allow me to talk you out. Yes.
Right. We're in a dire situation here with punishments. And by the way, for show donors, Steven's punishment video turned out nicely.
It did.
It wasn't nearly as humiliating as I had hoped. It turned out well, though. It really wasn't.
Really?
I mean, there's no way I can, unless I do a lot of production, I can't make it humiliating. It just looks like a guy in a park singing a little song that is mildly offensive. And you know, I was trying to get the crowd into a lather by booing and things.
They booed!
They booed lightly. They booed very kindly. They weren't booing hostile like they were going to kill you, and that's what I was looking for.
Oh, I see.
So that being said, I will certainly finish that this weekend.
There's a lot of games of importance. I don't know about that.
Yeah, there is, but it's hard this time of year when we've got so many teams vying for the playoffs. We've got a lot of divisional games this weekend with significance to them, and so perhaps we should have a few more nap games than this. But the tough thing is, Thursday night football really should be a nap game and Monday night football this week, which is a challenge because we're going to watch, you're going to watch, everybody watches because we're addicts. But it's a shame that the games of the week are all 10 a.m. games. So, you know what? We don't have a real terrific game until Sunday night football. I mean, it's just kind of weird. So if this was a week that you wanted to take the family out for a nice, you know, the autumn, go pick apples and things like that, that would be okay. Just make sure you're back in time for Sunday night football.
Go pick apples.
Why not? It's that time. It's the fall, dude. There's fun outdoor activities to be had with the kids and everything.
Let's start off then. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
The Houston Texans at 7-1 go to the Bears in Chicago at becoming so cold your field. Texans have been a difficult team to win on the road over the years, but
The Bears.
Their one loss was at home this year, so it's going to be very interesting. They've been a much better team on the road. Chicago, their only loss was to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, you got – and look, and we remember that game because Jay Cutler was just god-awful in that game. And
he was Jake.
How Jay long, Stephen, can the Chicago Bears continue to play just out of their mind defense? What's the best – I mean, let's go back to the Steel Curtain days, whatever. We go back to the Rams' golden era in the 70s. How long can a defense play at such a ridiculously high level?
Well, the 85 Bears, I mean,
I know.
They're
included with that.
They played pretty
– almost that whole season.
Yeah.
Through the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they played New England in the Super Bowl. New England had nothing. New England didn't even deserve to be in that Super Bowl. Don't get me started.
I won't get you started.
Because I do not want to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Okay. I agree.
Which is what you might have to do, by the way. You might have to do all the parts of the Super Bowl shuffle if you lose.
Oh, that would suck.
If you lose. And you have to, like, mimic them, too. You would have to, like.
Would I have to get a Jerry Curl wig?
Yes.
To do Walter Payton.
And Willie Gault.
I don't look good in Jerry Curls.
And then you would have to get the...
Is that the least black thing I could say? Yeah, I don't look good in Jerry Curls.
And then you have to get the headband that says McMahon.
For Jim McMahon. Can it say Nike? Yeah.
No, it has to say
what
McMahon.
What did
his...
The one
McMahon.
That pissed off Tagliabue.
It said Roselle. No, Roselle
was before Tagliabue.
Before Tagliabue. It was Roselle.
That was a long
and he
time.
Put Roselle's name because they were finding him.
I know.
And so he put...
I remember. I was there.
I put Roselle's name on the. That's good stuff. Anyways, back to the Bears. Look, the Bears are good. I don't know. I don't know where I'm taking.
Nice.
Look, Chicago's at home.
Yeah.
And it's good to see. Here's my problem, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
If defense wins championships, what happens when you have a good defense go against a good defense?
We should ask.
J.J. Watt, Urlacher. What are you gonna do? You got the defenses going against
what
the defenses.
What you're going to do is you're going to take the under, which is 41.5 is the over-under.
I'll go under on that.
That's one of the things you're going to do is you're going to take the under for starters.
17-14.
Bears favored by 1.5. Nobody knows what to make of this game.
I don't.
Nobody. And which is why this has got to be one of the best El Juegos we've had all season. I'll be honest, Stephen. I'm taking the Texans on the road. I've got the Bears above them in my power rankings.
That's where I was leaning. But
I know. Mostly because of the question I put to you. First of all, how long could Jay Cutler play well without having a bad week? I put it at 4 games before he's going to have a stinker, and that's about where he's at. Well, he's due for a stinker.
And the thing is, he generally is not good on Sunday
on
night football.
Prime time.
Yeah.
And this is a prime time game. That's the only reason I'm taking the Texans, Stephen. Look, it's not like Houston's accustomed to the big stage either. Okay? Houston's not accustomed to it, and the Bears are, but their quarterback sucks in it. I don't know what to make of this game. It could go either way. But it's a lousy podcast if you're hemming and hawing the whole time quietly.
I might have to hem and haw quietly for a while. I was leaning
take
towards
a long, slow drink of iced tea.
I was leaning towards the Texans. I'm going to go there. I think offensively, they're a better team. With Arian Foster and Andre Johnson and Owen Daniels picking it up at the tight end position, I think they're a better team offensively. And when you have two good defense, you got to go with the team that's got the better offense. I'm going with Houston.
Also the better coach. If you ask me, and what Gary Kubiak, and look, that's a push to, it's nearly a push. Yeah. You go with the better quarterback, I think, ultimately, when it comes down to it, push to shove. And Schaub over, you know, this game is so difficult.
Who knows? Cutler might get hurt in this game. J.J. Watt might sack him and knock him out of the game, and then they got to go to who, I don't even know who's backing up Cutler.
Bumblebee, I want to say Kyle Orton.
No, Kyle Orton's in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for the Cowboys. They're very fortunate there. to have a good backup quarterback. So, Steven, I don't know what we're going to do here. I can tell you who's behind him, but that's not going to help you make your pick.
I'm taking Houston. I was leaning there. I think I'm going to go with the better offense. I'm going to go Houston.
Chicago Bears.
Marking it. Bing.
Chicago Bears death chart. It is no, it's not. It's Jason Campbell. It's far worse than you imagine. Jason Campbell is the guy sitting there behind Jay Cutler.
I forgot all about Jason Campbell.
Wow, that's really sad. That is really unfortunate for them. We hope that Jay Cutler stays healthy for that. Where T.J. Yates is injured behind Matt Schaub and is probable for Week 10. So basically both quarterbacks need to stay healthy. And we move on to the games of the week, where we start off in Minnesota, where the now reeling Vikings take on the Atlanta Falcons. 4-4 meets 5-4 on a 10 a.m. game on Fox. The Minnesota Vikings are 2-point dogs at home against the Lions, over under 46.5.
Fear the home dog.
Fear the home dog.
Fear it.
Fear it. Do you fear it enough to take it?
Yes.
So do I. There it is. Steve and I both have Minnesota.
I'm taking the Vikings. You know what? There's something wrong with Matt Stafford. I don't know what it is.
You're right.
But there's something wrong.
Well,
there.
You know what we came out with just a moment ago? I'll almost call it breaking news. Almost. That's all it gets. It doesn't get the full breaking news.
Okay.
However, that being said, wow, they've added a lot of breaking news since I last checked in. Calvin Johnson says that a lingering nerve damage down both arms from a week four stinger is behind his abnormal problems with drops over the past five games.
Really? I call it the Madden curse. That's what I call it, Calvin. All right, you should have never gone there. I was yelling at you from Times Square when they were taking your pictures. I was like, don't go on the cover, bro. That was me, just in case you don't know. I was like, don't go on the cover. It's cursed. That was me yelling at you. In case you remember that, and you're listening, by the way. That was me telling it's cursed. Don't do it. But look it. He is
just before Calvin studies game film, he listens to our show. We've got a good way. He's got a priority list.
Okay.
Listen to Rants and Raves. Game film.
Okay, so Calvin, that was me yelling at you from
and what's he supposed to do about it now?
Well,
he can't have them recalled. They're already done. They're sold.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm just...
There'll be another push at Christmas for some sales.
Dog may not even finish the season.
So, the stinger occurred the same play that Johnson was concussed. He returned to the game and had trouble catching a pair of high passes that he would normally corral. Quote, actually, I had some nerve damage that was kind of messing up my grip a little. Not to blame that, but I think the concussion could have had something to do with that, some sort of nerve damage. That is Johnson's quote. It's a long season, though.
Yeah, it is a long season, Jeffrey, but can I tell you something? Can I tell you something, please?
Do tell. That, by the way, came from Twitter and Paula Pash.
Brother had 16 touchdown catches last year. 16! That's a one.
That's one per
and
game.
And a six. That's one per game.
Yeah.
Do you know how many he has so far this season?
Let's see. We played 8 games, 9 games, 4.
One.
Yay!
Brother has one TD catch.
That's a curse.
Thank you.
Okay, so you and I are both rolling with the Vikings. What makes you think that they're going to actually right the ship enough? Because what we saw from Mikel LeShore last week certainly should have made us take pause.
It did, and I thought about the Lions there for a second. But, look, I think the Vikings at home, their defense will do enough. Look, the defense has been keeping them in a lot of games. If Christian Ponder can even just do a little bit to help his team, they'll win this game. Because Adrian Peterson is back. And for everybody who was like, oh, Adrian Peterson, I don't know if he's going to be able to come back, man. Dude.
I'm enjoying he and Monster Hamster in a couple of leagues.
Really?
And it's fun. It's loads of fun.
I got in a bunch of the money leagues that I play in, I am riding Alfred Morris and Adrian Peterson. And
Morse is falling off a little bit. Shannon Hannigan's are starting to pop up a little bit, and they're not giving him as many touches.
Yeah, but he's still, you know, he's still averaging.
No, he's good for 9-10 points.
Yeah, 9-10 points every week. Peterson was huge. He was a monster last week. Got me 30 points. I just think that Christian Ponder, it's going to fall on his shoulders. I think at home he will do enough to win this game.
Okay, that being said, Adrian Peterson ran for 102 yards September 30th. And gained a season-high 182 of his NFL leading 957 yards to score twice on Sunday, averaging 152.7 yards the last three games. That is, my friends, should be all, as Steven said, all you have to do, Ponder, is don't screw it up.
Don't
let your defense win the game, feed Adrian Peterson, and you will be fine.
Feed the beast.
Feed the beast. Feed APAD. The New York Falcons. That's a new one. The Atlanta Falcons take their 8-0 perfect record into hostile divisional territory, and the New Orleans Saints, who sit at 3-5. Steven Miranda, talk to me. Dig me.
Ooh, this is going to be interesting. The Saints have confidence right now. They have confidence.
They do. They won, what, 2 of 3? Something like that?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll let you know for sure right now. Yes, they've actually won 3 of 4.
Three of four.
Even better. Knocking off the Chargers, the Buccaneers, and the Eagles, only losing to the Broncos. So now they're at home, and beautiful. That's New Orleans.
And that Broncos loss was on the road, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, it was at Denver.
It was at Denver. So I think they might have turned a corner. Defensively, they look great. Now, it was the Eagles, so I should take pause for a second.
The Eagles do give you the football.
Yes,
they literally – they gift wrap it. They have a station on the sideline where there's a guy who takes it, wraps it up, puts a bow on it. It takes less than a second. They give it back to Michael Vick, and then he gives it to the other team.
Yeah, that's
– it's so sad. And then occasionally Shady McCoy will do it. Everyone will do it. It's the team that keeps on giving. And you know what? For their charitable giving – I am going to not take them, but we're not even talking about them right now. We're talking about the Falcons and the Saints. Steven, who do you like in this game?
I would it's hard.
Everyone
to
knows Atlanta's not going to go 16-0. They're not a 16-0
team.
They're
not. But
so everyone looks at the schedule and says, okay, at New Orleans, maybe. Versus Arizona, no. At Tampa Bay, divisional, maybe, because Tampa's peaking. Then they got New Orleans again. At Carolina versus New York.
I think I'm going to take the Saints in this one because the Saints will win one game, and I'm going to say they're going to win the one
at home. The Saints have won several. Oh, you mean of their games against
Atlanta. The Saints will win. Well, they'll split with Atlanta, and I think this is the one that they take.
Okay, I'm just going to keep riding the hot hand here, and I am going to remain with the Atlanta Falcons right now, my number one team. That's why you had to declare first, Steven. I won't have it any other way because it's my challenge game to pick.
It is, but I may have to go to Atlanta now. They're
8-0.
Undefeated.
But then I might change to the Saints. It's a woman's prerogative to change your mind.
Okay, then I go to the Falcons.
I'm unbluing Steven on the Saints because he's a girl. That's fine.
I'm a girl.
Well, I'm just glad I've got that as a quote now. I can drop in there anytime I want. I'm a girl.
I could delete it. I do know how to work the files, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I'm going to go with the 8-0 Falcons. Yeah, I don't know. For now.
Oh, no. We're talking challenge game stuff here. You got to make your picks.
I got you this file
in plenty of time. Plenty of time. You opened it just a few minutes ago.
Yes.
But
what time did you hit send to the file?
9 o'clock last night.
Yeah. Ask Trisha what time I went to bed.
I don't really want to know what goes on between you and my sister in bed.
I was asleep at 8:15.
What the hell?
I was the jet lag
finally
slash
caught up with you?
Hour change. It was together. It was happening at the same time. Boom. You know that we changed clocks the day I arrived.
So you literally went to bed at like 8 something?
8:15, I was
really
out.
Glad and I didn't nag you for not getting me the powerful rankings back.
Out.
I was going to call you, and a little voice just said, leave the man alone. If it doesn't get up till Thursday, so what? So
that's
that being said, my powerful rankings are up. Okay.
And I woke up this morning.
I support that. Did you get a good night's sleep?
I did.
Good.
Did not wake
feel
up
refreshed?
Until 6:30 this morning.
Beautiful.
No, I feel like I need to go to bed at 8:15 again, but I can't because I'll be on radio.
It's bad radio.
I know what it'd be like.
Bad sleeping. Radio.
Yeah, not good.
So the San Diego Chargers, Steven, at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 4-4 versus 4-4.
I know. This is
going to be a great game, period. Looking forward to this game quite
know
a bit.
That
also, 10 a.m.
Players
CBS.
Voted head coach Greg Schiano as the coach they would least would want to play for.
Well, I'm trying to think of whom else there is to choose from.
Coaches that won this award before included Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, I would call that Tom Coughlin 1.0.
1.0, okay.
He has become a much, much easier going guy.
Well, Greg Schiano, right, topped the list.
I think that's probably good.
Yeah.
That's probably good. I like all the rest of the coaches a lot. And Schiano's somebody I wouldn't really care to sit down and have lunch with. You know what? I look at all the slated coaches, maybe right there. Okay.
Yeah. He probably
not so much.
Why don't you tell the people who you're pointing to?
Because I'm fighting off a cough that I didn't want to make. Jim Schwartz.
Pointing to Jim the Schwartz. Lions. Jim Schwartz.
I'm really panning. The helmets are so helpful, friends. You should get your own. But it's really expensive. But get your own mini helmets and put them on the wall and keep them in order. It's lots of fun. I'm going through all the head coaches. Honestly, Joe Philbin bores me to tears, but he seems like a nice man. Wow. Jim Harbaugh. Yes. John Harbaugh, no. John's a little too intense for me. Jim, yes. John, no.
I don't know. Jim's maybe more intense than his brother.
He is, but I think you'd have fun if you were drinking.
All right.
That's my hunch. Uh-huh. And I go through all the coaches. Encourage you to go through the coaches and go, who would you really rather not have dinner with and drinks with? And you've got a good group of guys. Norv, not anymore. I've had it with Norv. Everybody else. Like you guys a lot.
Not a big fan of Wise and Hunt in Arizona.
I like Wise, but you know he's perfect in Arizona, is he not? Mm-hmm. I mean, just as far as his personality for that community down there, where
being in the desert.
Yeah, it suits him. So, Chargers, Buccaneers, and Schiano. The man that nobody likes, including us. I'm not even sure if... You know, it's funny. I'm reading Josh Freeman's reaction back from the Rose Bowl when we chatted. I wonder how he feels about Coach. Because I know that he loved Raheem a ton.
Yeah.
And he would never say anything ill of him. So I'm curious. Maybe when we're old men, we can sit down
I've
together.
I've got the San Diego Superchargers in this one. If they want or have any aspirations...
They do want. They do have.
...with Denver... In the AFC West, they need to win this game.
They absolutely do. And the Chargers do have a unique capacity for winning games that surprise us. The Buccaneers are 3-point favorites at home. This game is a pick played anywhere else. And I think that that's probably accurate, but it's not being played anywhere else. It's being played in Tampa Bay. I'm going with Tampa Bay in this game, Steven. And there's a reasonable chance this becomes a challenge game by default, but it's going to be a great game. It's the game I will be focusing on mostly because I'm most excited about this game as far as the morning slate of games at 10 a.m. That takes us, Steven, to the
games of importance.
Now, these games are important. They're not games of the week. They're not Juego Grande, you know.
They're just, and some of them.
But if you or someone you love doesn't suffer from mesothelioma, count your blessings.
And you should watch one of these games at least. We'll start in Cincinnati, where the Cincinnati Bengals at 3-5 host the 6-3 New York Giants, who their defense was called soft by their head coach, Tom Coughlin.
Are they?
Well, he said that they played soft against the Steelers.
Well, he's not a very popular coach.
I thought you said he changed.
Yeah, he has changed. You know, his defense does need to be more consistent, and I'm fine with Coach calling out his guys in the public if he wants them to change and to improve. And you know what? This Giants team will not repeat as Super Bowl champs unless they have a well-rounded team. That's what they featured last year was a stout defense, good Eli Manning, you know, decent running attack. And
And by the way, while we're on awards – Ndamukong Suh named by players as the dirtiest player in the league.
And if that shocks him, he needs even more therapy than he's received mandatory by the league. Because
followed
dude,
by Richie Incognito, guard for the Miami Dolphins.
Can I guess third?
Third.
My pal?
Your best friend, Rams quarterback Cortland Finnegan. Fourth, Steelers linebacker James Harrison. And in fifth, to round up the top five, Titans tackle
David Stewart. Steven, I like the list. I think they got it right.
Yeah, it's fun. It's funny.
I think they got it right.
I would put Cortland Finnegan above
in number
Incognito.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, it's just Cortland's smaller, And Incognito, I mean, it's so hard to take a little guy seriously as a dirty player, which is part of how he gets away with so much, is he's so small.
Yeah.
You didn't know that that a gnat could be such a nuisance, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do now there, Cortland. Congratulations on that.
Big Ben saying that, I'll save that for that game later. Anyways.
Giants at Bengals,
yeah,
Steven.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants.
G-Men, on the road.
You know what? I was with the Bengals for a long time.
You were.
And I'm no longer
there. They were, you know, they were playoff team last year. They're one of those teams from the AFC North.
They were
North.
3-1.
Yeah.
Since then, they've lost 4 in a row and are 3-5.
And guess what? You're losing again.
Yeah.
They're 4.5-point dogs at home.
I would like to see them win.
Don't fear this home dog.
No.
Don't fear this home dog.
No, fear the home dog when it's like 1, right, 2, right. Maybe
when
3.
When it's up to 4.
When it's
no. Don't fear them. Laugh at them. Laugh at them. Throw kerosene.
Yeah. So
throw kerosene.
We both have the Giants on that one. The Tennessee Titans travel to Miami to face the Miami Dolphins. 3-6 at 4-4. 10 a.m. game CBS. The Dolphins are favored by 6. I could not believe.
Conceive.
Dolphins being favored by almost a touchdown anywhere this season. But yet here they are, 6-point favorites. I wouldn't touch that line. But I am taking Miami to win the game.
I am taking Miami as well. They're playing really well right now, and they're a great surprise to answer one person's question from Facebook. And we'll get to questions before the nap games.
Yeah.
What's one of the biggest surprises right here? You're looking at them,
the
Miami Dolphins. Absolutely. And Ryan Tannehill is only getting better. I mean, is he going to have a bad game? Sure, he's going to have a bad game, but he is getting better, and they clearly are going in the right direction. I want to call out the gents again from the East London Rugby and Football Club. Thank you. This beanie is keeping my head so nice and
really?
Warm in this
warm?
Freezing cold
it's
cave.
It's not freezing cold.
You make it any temperature you want because I'm wearing my jumper and I'm wearing my beanie, and I am quite comfortable right now, so you could even make it colder.
I don't need to make it colder. I just need to make it move so that it hits me.
I'll hit you. Okay. So I've got the Dolphins, the Titans. I've got some news from the Tennessee Titans front. Everyone should know that Jake Locker is apparently, magically, right now, feeling a lot better in his non-throwing shoulder.
Magically?
Yeah.
They've learned magic there in Tennessee.
Adam Shai tried to get his co-host, Tim Ryan, to get in on it. He was being super sarcastic about this.
Yeah.
So apparently, Jake Locker is feeling better all of a sudden. And yes, that was sarcasm. And Tim missed the handoff completely. They were completely on different pages. They're probably in different cities, but it was completely different city. I got the sarcasm, Rich, and I get what you're saying. I mean, Adam, because Adam, what you're saying is that the Matt Hasselbeck thing, he did his flash in the pan and he's done. And he is. And they need another spark. They need another flash in the pan. And they need Jake Locker back. And they do. If he's the future, look, he got a little rest there in his non-throwing shoulder. So now get him back on the field because Chris Johnson is playing quite nicely.
Yeah.
And you guys, be over.
I don't think it's going to be enough. I think Miami is definitely going to play some pretty good football.
Broncos
need to say this because, you know, we didn't do any news, and here's some news for you. That the league has sent memos to the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, letting them know that although the states have passed legalized
Are
marijuana.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
This is real.
This is real. Since the states of Washington and Colorado have legalized
recreational marijuana use. What is non-recreational marijuana use? Does that mean I'm actually
medical? Yeah.
So if I have a medical need, I can't use it.
Yes, you can. Don't be silly.
Well, then they've legalized pot. Period.
That's what they've done.
But they're calling it, they're characterizing it as recreational.
Because they want to make sure that it's...
Versus hardcore marijuana use?
Versus medical.
Make a distinction. So medical...
You know how in California, medical marijuana is okay.
So medical's not okay in Colorado and Washington.
No, it is. It's just
Use is good.
It's good.
But they're not saying that.
Well, because they have to distinguish that it's not just for medicinal purposes.
No, they're saying toke away baby.
Yes, yes.
Why not call it the toke away baby law?
Well, because you're trying to get it passed, Jeffrey.
Oh, so you nuance it in a way that makes it seem different than what it really is, like most legislation. And I want to thank you for raising my taxes, by the way.
Me?
How you voted for it? You told me you voted for it.
It's raising my taxes, too.
No, the other one that raises the other taxes.
It's that one's raising my taxes, too.
No.
It's raising a quarter percent sales tax.
The sales tax is hits everybody.
That is, so
the
that's
other
me.
One is income.
I didn't vote for that one, and that one didn't pass.
It did pass.
No, it did not pass.
Those of us who
that
make
was 39.
Money,
it did.
Did
not pass.
Yes, it did. Double
it
dog dare.
It did not pass.
Double dog dare.
It lost by like 73%. 73% said no.
Oh, I don't know about 39.
And we voted no for that one, by the way.
I don't know about numbers and things, but the one on the income tax did pass.
No, it did not. The only one that passed was Prop 30. That was the one where you have to be making $500,000. To get a 1% tax increase.
It was $225,000.
It was $250,000 single, $500,000 for household.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. It's $250,000 solo, $500,000 for a household.
Okay, so I'm not going to get
taken
to the
bank. You're not getting taken to the bank. You're not.
Again, I'm still moving. I'm still moving.
You are.
Because
are you
our
moving?
Sales tax, North Carolina.
Oh, there you go. But no, our sales tax. Our sales tax already
the highest in the country.
The highest in the country.
So what if it goes up more?
Another quarter percent.
And by the way, you can't even use Amazon.com anymore because they're taking your sales tax.
Yeah,
now.
The internet. That's why I order
moving.
That's why I order from anywhere that's not. If the company is based in California,
they're not based in California.
They are. Their main headquarters is in California.
They don't have any shipping, distribution, sales storefronts. In California.
No, they don't. But their main headquarters is.
Stop it. I'm big fan of the Ditka Stop It. I've been using that regularly in life.
Yeah.
Whenever there's just nonsense I don't approve of, stop it. Stop it. Okay.
You know what, Jeffrey?
Where are we at, bro?
I don't know.
Giants, Bengals, Titans, Dolphins.
Broncos,
Titans,
Panthers.
We're transitioning.
Okay, transition.
Broncos, Panthers. 5-3 Broncos, Panthers 2-6. Why is this a game of importance and not a napper?
Because you put it there.
Because I sorted them and I was tired. You know what? Steven's always against a lot of nap games, and so I wanted to support that.
Have nap games, man.
We've got three. How many do we want?
We've had as many as five before.
I know. Those are extraordinary weeks, though.
Yes, those are.
This is getting to see Peyton Manning on the road in Carolina, getting to see Cam Newton. So that's not the end of the world. Okay. 10 a.m. game on Fox. You're
Broncos.
Not even going to notice it. If you got
Broncos.
Red Zone Channel, it's the only way you're going to see it.
Broncos.
Panthers.
Broncos.
Broncos, dogs. And Panthers, dogs by 4 at home. 47.5 seems a little high for the over-under.
I don't know because the Broncos might.
I know
put up
that's
40
the point
themselves.
Is that they have to put up the 40 by themselves because the Panthers don't score more than 9 against this Denver defense.
They did pretty good last week, although one touchdown shouldn't have counted. But that's what's happening. All right. Anyways, there you go.
The
we both
New
have
York
Denver.
Jets at the Seattle Sea Sloths.
Los Jets, I see.
Why is this a game of importance, not a nap game? Because it's somehow it's like watching a car accident, watching the Jets. And it's strangely fascinating to me.
Now, I need to do a little quick research, so give me
the Seahawks
just a
have not
second.
Lost at home yet.
That's what I was
they're
looking
4-0. I know. So I've already done the work for
they're
you.
They're going to 5-0.
They're going to 5-0 at home. The 12th man will win the day. Will they cover by 6.5? Don't know.
I don't know. About
don't know.
That.
Don't care. But the Seahawks are going to win, and we pick winners here. Now, the Dallas Cowboys, your Dallas Cowboys at some people's Philadelphia Eagles, 3-5. Why is this a game of importance? Because the loser of this game is D-U-N, done.
D-U-N? Nice.
Done.
Yeah, it is.
And the winner is going to be delusional.
And I'm going to go a step further. The loser fires their head coach.
Before the season?
Before the season is out.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot. Now, I've already got you marked with the Cowboys.
Can you at least let me
make the case?
No.
I'll let you make the case, but I won't let you lie to people and say that you even contemplate
taking the
Eagles. I thought
about the Eagles for a second. I did.
And which for an Android is an eternity.
Exactly.
But it really wasn't a full second.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't even. I didn't even know if it was a tenth of a second.
It was.
It was the
it was over three.
What
was,
team is it? Oh,
it was point. It was 0.34.
Who are we playing? Oh, that was as long as it took.
Point
was recognition of team.
Data
therefore.
Says 0.3457th of a second, which for an Android is an eternity.
All right. You've got the Cowboys. I've got the Eagles.
Really? You flopped because just. 2 days ago you were like, I'm just telling you now, I'm taking Dallas.
I am taking Dallas.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You were so done. You were so done with the Eagles.
The Eagles do not have a prayer. It's not like I've missed a
pick
with them.
I would love for you to take the Eagles.
It's not like I missed a pick with Dallas. I've been right about both these teams, okay?
I would love for you to take the
Eagles.
Neither
one of these teams is very good.
I'd make it the challenge game.
No, dude, you know how miserable I'd be at 125 on Fox, where the Eagles are 1.5-point dogs? Beware of the home dog. Not so much here, really. Trust me, if Mike Vick plays, which I suspect he does, then he's going to give the ball away a lot. And Dallas's defense is actually good.
Yeah,
that's one of my secret pickups as well. If you can't get the Tampa Bay defense, go and get the Cowboys defense because they're going to get 7 points probably. Look at it this way. You go with the Philadelphia Eagles on fantasy football. Teams that have played against them, no team has been negative. No team has scored fewer than 4 points in fantasy football. And I've got a few teams where I've got a defense on a bye, a ferocious, maybe Baltimore. I don't know who's on a bye this week.
Green Bay,
a good defense.
Arizona.
Maybe Arizona. Yeah. A top five defense. And so it's like, boy, this team's doing really well. What I need to assure is I don't go negative on my defense. The rest of the team's fine. That's why I went out and got the Cowboys. And you can have the Cowboys generally. They're available about 60% of leagues.
Yes.
Go out, get them. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to hand them 5 points. I mean, it's really simple. This game, unfortunately, I don't even think it's going to be that close because the Cowboys are a better team and the Eagles are a complete car wreck.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are just a Mini Cooper car wreck. So, that being said, that's a 125 game. Next up, Rams at 49ers. Rams 3-5. 49ers 6-2.
You should take them.
I do. I'm going to marry them. No.
No.
Married my wife. Steven, you seem slightly disinterested today.
It's not that I'm looking at my...
I feel like I'm really carrying the freaking show. Okay. I'll just be honest. I feel like I'm... And there's so many people that don't like me and they prefer you that they're just
true.
Like screaming at their iPods.
Why doesn't
Steven engage? Because the show's usually funny.
It is funny.
And Steven's not helping.
I think that's just your perception. I've been in there engaged. I'm looking at my picks. I want to make sure I'm right. Right now, where it's down to one, I may jump over to the Buccaneers. I don't know. I don't want that to be the challenge game.
I'll move to the Bears.
We both have Houston.
I'll move to the Bears.
Okay.
No, I can't do that. You kidding? Big mistake, Jay.
All right, we both have the 49ers in this one, right?
Certainly.
Because I would like for you to take the Rams because you love the Rams. You love them.
There's three games this
week.
Deep
down inside, you really want to cheer for them.
I want them to do well. Oh, okay. I like Sam Bradford. I love Jeff Fisher. I like Danny Amendola. See? I like Steven Jackson. I like Chris Long. What's there to not like about this Rams team?
Take the Rams and just don't make it the challenge. Just take the Rams. Just because you...
They're playing at San Francisco, Steven.
And
they're going
to
get their rear end handed to me.
Monday Night Football? Bears? Niners?
That's in 10 days. We'd have to get a credential in now.
Yes, we have to ask for it now. Ask for it.
Okay.
We both have the Niners?
Yeah.
Moving on. Colts at Jaguars Thursday Night Football. That starts in just... Why?
Well, because I got to figure out how we're getting to San Francisco and back. And if I can afford the gas...
Dude, gas is good. I am so glad.
It's better.
I didn't put any gas in before I left to London. I came back, you know, it's $3.80. I'm like, woohoo! I didn't have to spend $4.60 a gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah. $3.80 is much better, isn't it?
Now we hear the rest of the world tell us, you don't know what high gas prices are. You don't know what it is to be dependent on a car, okay? To live in L.A.
Ding, 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 ding!
Thank you.
You put in gas, what, once every...
10 days? If you're lucky?
If you're
like me and don't drive a lot.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about...
My
them.
Wife. Oh,
they
oh
don't put
you
in
put
once
in gas
a month.
You put in gas once a month because that's all you could afford. That's fine.
Right.
But you also have other ways of getting around.
Yes.
We live in Los Angeles.
Trust me.
We are married to our cars.
I was in London. I know about your public transportation.
It's pretty
beautiful.
Neat. Jump in and off the bus for
a few
blocks.
The only time I finally took a taxi was like... Well, I was like, we're going to take a taxi to Paddington Station. There's no way that I'm going to have you and the girls and carry all our luggage. I'm
glad you finally learned that. Don't drag your bags all over
bag
the place.
Through the tube to
right.
get to Paddington.
Up and down the stairs with that suitcases.
Take a taxi to Paddington. But other than that, it's the only time we took a taxi.
Good for you.
We too. And Emma, you know, she was hanging from the ceiling.
Sure. Anyway.
I got the Colts.
I got the Colts-Jaguars Thursday night football, as you said, just kicks
take
off.
The
Colts
take
the on
Jets.
The short week. The you got to take the Colts.
Take the Jets.
Stevie, you
they're
can't.
At home, remember?
Your I know.
Team Thursday night. Ooh.
What happened last week?
Yeah.
The home team lost.
Yeah, they did.
This is becoming an issue of you really do have to have a team for that to be really relevant. The Colts are going to go to 6-3, and I've told people, and they're starting to listen, will be a playoff team. They will be a wild card playoff team. Houston's going to run away with the division, period, end of story. But the Colts are going to be right there, breathing down the necks of a weak AFC.
Oh, your wife liked the photo. That's pretty. Look at that.
My wife liked the photo.
Yes. Westmont student life.
What are you doing on Facebook?
It popped up. I don't know.
It popped up.
It did.
What are you looking at?
I was looking at the story on NFL.com, and the next thing you know, it's D.D. Ellis likes a photo.
Mm.
It is a very nice picture, by the way.
Of what? Of whom?
Of Westmont.
Of my son? Of the campus?
No, just the campus with the leaves changing red and yellow.
Yeah, who says we don't have leaves change? You're stupid. I just drove down Dudley Street today. I drove down Dudley Street. It's the most beautiful rainbow of colors.
It is pretty nice.
We have fall. It's just like a week and a half, and then the leaves are gone, and we don't have that many deciduous trees.
Yes.
But when we do, we put them in bunches.
Do we both have the Colts?
Sure.
I'm sorry I got us off track.
Sure.
Okay.
But I want to see what my wife liked. Now you got me curious, lady. Why is my wife liking something at work? Has she got nothing to do?
She's apparently not working.
She works too hard. Oh, she's got jury duty. That's why
that's
she has time to be on
is.
Facebook. I'm so confused.
What
my wife
you,
is never
what do
on Facebook.
You do on jury duty? You go to Facebook.
There's a pretty picture of Kara. I don't see the picture. And there's Kara for her birthday when she was little, holding
I didn't
Charlie.
See Kara's
I just clicked on my wife. She's hot. I need to, tonight.
Facebook is temporarily unavailable. Apparently, they know we're doing a show. So
nice. You are breaking our copyright infringement, right? Okay. Screw you guys. We'll do whatever. You're not the boss of me.
You are. I got, what?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook and I'm on our post.
I was on
and
there.
So,
I don't know the question.
The reason that
the reason that
Thursday night football was the final game of importance is because it would be a nap game if it wasn't Thursday night football.
Yes.
And then you've got the Colts on a short week, and so that makes it a little bit more interesting, but they're going to handle the Jaguars. This is a game. Do they win by more than 3, Steven?
Yes.
Is this the dumbest wager line then of the week?
Probably.
I still think the under on Texans-Bears.
I don't know because if one team gets hot, they could score a lot of points.
Either team can put up a boatload of points. So it's will both defenses show up.
Right.
And I think, yes, both defenses show up.
I would say the Colts.
Is it Wade Phillips defense not going to show up? Is the Lovie Smith defense not going to show up on prime time?
You know what? I kind of like the Chargers getting 3 points.
Like the Chargers getting Tampa Bay can win this game.
But maybe like a point or two?
Tampa Bay can win this game. Chargers can become the Chargers and forget. They're scoringly challenged, Steven. Don't forget that. And Tampa Bay plays reasonable defense.
Am I getting blindsided because they put up 30-plus on Kansas City last week?
Yeah. You are forgetting about all the other games that they've played this season. They're scoringly challenged. Their offense is very suspect, Steven.
That's a lot. I don't know.
Which is why that game will end up being the challenge game.
The thing is, I like the Chargers are going to win up outright. So if you're giving me 3 points, I'm going to take it.
But if I'm going to make it the challenge game, clearly I don't think the Chargers are going to win outright.
That's correct.
I think the line's just fine because it's Bucks -3. And look, it's just Josh Freeman is still he wants to establish himself as a legitimate NFL quarterback.
Okay.
And this is the type of game that you need a statement win. You need to go above 500. And I think it's more important to Phillip Rivers than the San Diego Chargers, but they're older. Okay. Tampa Bay says we've still got a future ahead of us to write, and we would like to have a long, beautiful future instead of the Chargers' desperate last attempt.
Last attempt. That's where I'm going.
So, before we get to the nap games, we're going to peruse the Facebook questions that I put out.
I wish I could.
Which is making outline for tomorrow's Week 10 preview show and want to include your questions. Bring them! And we got a bunch of responses. And so, Sunday Night Football, Stephen. A tougher game for the Texans than the Packers game. I don't understand the question. I'll be honest. Be more clear, and you'll get your question answered, Richard.
Wait, is Sunday night is a tougher game for the Texans
than the Packers
than when
game.
They played the Packers?
Maybe
is what they're saying.
Okay,
when they played the Packers. They lost to the Packers in Houston. Is this
yes?
A tougher
this game's
game?
tougher. Yes.
I don't know.
It's later in the season, Stephen.
Okay,
a lot more. So we're not sure, but I say yes.
Yep.
Okay, now Jared wants to know, you should count that oh, never mind. He's commenting. Don't comment. This is a place to ask questions.
First.
Jeez.
You weren't first. Even first, dude. You're third. You're fourth. Why are you posting first when you're fourth?
Which two teams?
Donovan Phillips.
Which two teams are the biggest overperformer and biggest underperformer at this point in the season compared to where you expected them to
Seahawks,
be?
Seahawks. Underperformer.
Miami.
Seahawks.
Dude. They said no which two thought. Teams are the biggest overperformer?
Two teams?
From where we thought they were going to be.
Okay.
So Seattle and Miami. Why not?
No, they said an overperformer and an underperformer.
Which two teams are the biggest overperformer and biggest underperformer? You're right. But let's make it easier ourselves and we'll give
you
two
of each.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Seattle and Miami.
Seattle and Miami.
Sure.
There we go. We'll do one from
overperformer,
each. One from each conference.
Underperformers?
Underperforming from the AFC. I'm going to say Baltimore is my biggest disappointment right now.
Baltimore?
And they're leading their division.
I would say Cincinnati.
Nah, the Bengals, they do win. Congratulations. On the NFC.
Eagles or Cowboys, take your pick.
You could just say the NFC and the Detroit Lions there too.
Well, yeah, the Lions, yeah, people did expect most. But remember.
A lot.
Madden curse. Madden, let's just blame it on the Madden curse.
Blame it on the Madden curse.
You know what? If we came up with a song.
Shiggity-baggity.
Never mind.
Shiggity-baggity.
Scratch the whole song.
It's to the tune of Living in America.
Oh, Living in America.
Living in a Madden curse.
Living in a Madden curse.
It's very
Calvin
bad.
Johnson, hurt your knee now.
Ho!
Boom.
Hi.
Ow.
Ow.
I feel good.
Hi.
Yeah, but to answer that question,
living
though.
Living in a Madden curse.
The Lions are pretty shocking that they've done not as good.
Hey.
But really, the Eagles. Come on. At the beginning of the season, everybody was like, Eagles!
Not me. Where'd I have them? 8-8.
I don't know. Something like that.
And they'll
right.
be lucky to get there. Lucky. Pity the fool. Pity the fool. Stephen, we're approaching the one-hour mark.
One-hour mark.
We're approaching.
We are. Well,
we're rapidly approaching.
Should we take some more questions?
Take a couple questions, brother.
All right, one more question. So here
those
here
people
it
that think I'm mocking any racial
yeah,
minority
you are.
Group, I am not. I am simply making
it.
A funny voice for sake of retributional. I'm
you,
actually
you
making fun
like,
of Al Sharpton.
Oh, is that who you were? Because you were. You sounded like a character from The Simpsons.
Now you really got me thinking.
You sound like
the mayor? The mayor?
Quimby.
Mayor Quimby?
Quimby.
Hey, Mayor Quimby. And I will tell you that this is, now that I'm trying to be Quimby,
vote
I can't.
Vote for Quimby. When is the league going
years.
To sort
vote
out.
Vote for Quimby. Vote for Quimby. Four
go.
More years.
When is the league going to sort out the early versus late game split? It feels like a conspiracy to make me take an interest in what the Raiders
it's not
are
a
to.
Conspiracy. It's where teams are located with geographic proximity.
Okay. I'm going to let people in a little bit. We had already answered this question. But
so, we already answered it. Ha! And then there was a technical problem,
yes.
And the show crashed. So, you're not going to. We're not going to tell you.
And this is so not how we answered it before.
We're going to just lie about everything. Because the show crashed at 55 minutes and 20-something seconds when I was in the middle of saying, East? You can go back to that point and listen for the drop-in. we're telling all tales.
Why did you have to go? You went too far.
No.
There's going.
If there's a line to be crossed, I will cross that line. There is a bridge to be forged. I will bridge it.
Did I cross the line by sending you that map? I didn't even get a chance to ask
it. It just concerned me, Steven.
All right.
Because the question is, does that make me some freaking slave owner?
Not what I,
well, but is that
that's not what I meant?
Where else are you supposed to go?
That's not.
I'm not a boom. I didn't send it.
We'll talk about it offline. That's
just as long as, because trust me, my people.
Do you live in any one of those states?
I'm looking to.
Well,
I'm
okay.
Working to.
Well, there you go.
Trying to. I can't find anybody to join me at a Klan rally. Every time I go, there's like nobody there. I'm like, come on, people.
Stop. You're going to get people to send you hate mail.
No, they're just hopefully going to laugh at the damn show.
The majority of the teams in the NFL reside on the East Coast.
Not the East Coast, the East.
Well, okay, that's where I'm at.
The other side of the Mississippi River.
Yes, there you go. That's
East. Specifically.
So that's why, you know, you got a lot of early games because most teams
prefer to kick off at 1 p.m. local time. Yeah, it's easier for everybody to get
to
games.
You don't want to have to play a late, you know, game that starts at 4:30 and then you got lights.
You don't want the cold to necessarily come in
exactly,
and affect things.
Especially right now, New York's getting snow. I told you the nor'easter was coming. And I don't like Easter in November.
Easter Alexis.
No, Easter Alexis?
It's a Billy Joel song about a big storm coming. It's from
Stormfront.
The
storm's called Alexis?
Alexis is Alexis's daughter. He's worried as he goes out to sea in the middle of a nor'easter. He's worried about his daughter. Stormfront, Billy Joel, one of his unheard albums by many people.
All right, final question. Does the Texans' inability to destroy teams indicate a lack of killer instinct?
Yes.
And how much of impact will that cause on the possible Super Bowl?
12.7%.
You're a boom. All right. You still with
being specific.
Oh, well, with the election, you know, and
politics?
It's like, you know, how many percent for
plus
Obama?
Or minus 3%.
Plus or minus 3%.
Margin of error.
Following the map during election night,
it was
fun.
Plus it makes you play test your geography.
Yeah.
We're very concerned about Virginia. Virginia, that's got to be right there. Damn it, that's West Virginia.
No, and that's
Ohio.
Funny.
Ohio's that far east? So, I thought Ohio was more Midwest.
It's funny. We're watching with Trisha, watching with the girls. And the girls got pretty involved. But I start to tell Trisha, I was like, look, I start doing the crunching the numbers. And I'm like, look, Florida, Virginia, and Ohio, which everybody was talking about, they're irrelevant, really. Because I started doing the numbers, I'm like, he's going to get to 10. He's going to get to 270 without him. And if you go back and you take Ohio and Virginia away, Florida, as a matter of fact, to right now this point, still hasn't been given to anybody.
Yeah, they're not going to finish counting.
They're just like, all right, since our vote apparently doesn't matter in this state.
It's about freaking time it doesn't matter because you don't get it right anyways. And then you can't count them, and then you have to recount them and ask to go to your Supreme Court. Your vote, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. You're too old.
But anyway, so I was telling you, look, he's going to get to 270 without those three states. And if those are the three states that everybody's focusing on.
I'll be Karl Rove. The 3-2-1. That's the formula. The 3-2-1. The 3-2-1.
He was wrong.
Somebody needs to write a song, Sucks to be Karl Rove.
his formula was off.
Dude, Romney, landslide. Landslide.
337 was 337
because see the undersampling in these regions, the people that went for Barack Obama, they're assuming that those people are going to go for Barack Obama again, and that obviously isn't going to happen. Why, Mr. Rove? It's obvious. So they're oversampling the Democrats there, and they're undersampling the Republicans.
So did you hear about this Nate Silver guy, and he created a mathematical algorithm, and he correctly predicted all 50 states and where they would go?
No, that's pretty good.
Based on a mathematical algorithm that he created. He's like, basically, I took all of the...
Well, that's almost impossible because if you're talking about, like Ohio has gone Republican... four of the last five elections, something like that. So how do you know that?
It's based on some data that he pulled, and he puts this data into this algorithm, and the algorithm is completely neutral.
Is he putting a photo of the candidate to see who's better looking?
No. He puts it... I got to learn a little bit more about it, but basically this algorithm is neutral.
Math.
It does. It's a
Damn
huge...
It.
Yeah, see? And basically it's the algorithm is so neutral, it takes no consideration... You know how like people when
this
pundits
is Al Gore's rhythm when that goes into this
algorithm. That's good.
Man has no rhythm.
Yeah, he doesn't actually. But still, but the whole thing is that basically it doesn't matter. It's Democrat or Republican. The algorithm doesn't care.
It's not blue or red.
Right.
It's the U.S. of A.
Right.
Damn it.
And it's just
an American. It's not American't.
God, you're horrible.
What's so horrible? There's nothing partisan in. I'm just trying to make a difficult time for our country where we're at odds. I'm trying to bring us together with laughter. I just want to bring us together with laughter.
Okay. Laugh then.
Can we just unite around laughter?
Are we done? Let's get to the nap game so we can bail. That's the wrong one.
Nice, Steven.
Wait a minute, because I get to do it one more time.
I am the smartest man alive!
For the last time this season.
And whoa, really?
Whoa!
You know what? You are the one that's in danger, my friend. Do you know that?
I know. I need to break your serve.
This is the first week that
I need to break
back-to-back wins.
I know!
Okay.
You see, tell me something
I've
I don't
game
know.
Up.
Tell me something I don't know! Okay. Pick my butt and tell me something I don't know.
Don't take the Buccaneers as the challenge game.
It's got to be.
You're going to lose.
Let's get through the nap games and then we'll determine where we stand.
All right. The Buffalo
Patriots,
Bills.
Patriots,
Ravens, Steelers. I mean.
The Bills are playing against Patriots. Raiders are playing against the Ravens. Chiefs are playing against Steelers. Anybody who thinks these are going differently.
All three of these teams are favored by 7 or more. Patriots by 11.5. Ravens by 7.5. Steelers by 12.5.
Jeff Ellis, rule 17 that you are a homer. You are a Buffalo Bills fan picking your team to beat the Patriots this week. Oakland Raiders fans thinking you have a chance against the Baltimore Ravens. Kansas City Chiefs fans thinking you have a chance against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Kansas City Chiefs fans don't even think that.
Don't be delusional. Get back on your medications. You'll be fine.
So are you going to tell me out of 14
games...
My
name's Kurt, and I have mesothelioma.
We all... Back to the mesothelioma.
All jokes must come full circle, Steven.
Yes. Are you trying to tell me we only differ on one game?
Chargers Bucks, and it's going to sound the same as the last time we argued about it, like 10 minutes ago. Before we found out that the computer crashed.
Jeff, you should take the Chargers. I'm trying to help you here. I'm trying us to be perfect. If you go with me, we'll be 14 out of 14.
Buccaneers, man. Josh Freeman.
Fine. Make it the challenge
game.
And
I are buddies.
Make it the challenge game.
You know who's going to be my secret weapon?
I might change to the Saints later
on. It's going to be my secret weapon. Cecil Shorts! Cecil Shorts!
But he doesn't play for the Buccaneers.
Who does he play for?
He plays
Panthers?
For the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jags?
Yeah.
He's a secret weapon just because I like saying his name.
Cecil Shorts! I guarantee you one thing.
Okay, here's the
I
big deal.
I guarantee you one thing.
What?
Doug Martin
doesn't run for 100 yards? That's bull crap. You know he's going to. And you know what else is going to happen?
He doesn't run. I got a dollar right here.
Oh, Lord. We have dollars sitting around that we don't even know why they're here. Okay? Let's be honest, friends.
So let's rebet them. I got
a
dollar.
I don't even know who's his who's.
I get a dollar.
So I have $3.
You have
$3.
You got two and a half.
Two and two halves. That makes three. Two and two halves.
Will you just fix it? See, put some tape on it.
Oh, okay. Where's the tape? Oh, we don't have tape. We have a recording studio.
Doug Martin does not get 100 yards.
Fine. I got that, and I'm putting my half dollar up for that one. I'll keep that one. I want to get rid of that one. So this and we're betting these dollars.
Yes.
Okay, here's my next one.
Okay.
Vincent Jackson will be the reason that the Chargers lose.
What does that mean?
Vincent Jackson, at the end of the game... People will say Vincent Jackson was the difference maker, MVP of the game.
Oh, no. The Chargers are going to make sure he does nothing in this game.
See, Vincent Jackson has practiced against this Chargers defense so many times. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get open against them, and that dollar is for that
one. Okay, well, it's the same game. So not only is the challenge game, we got Dougie not going for 100. We got Vincent Jackson not doing
it. Yeah, remember, put in the notes. Put it in the notes. Muscle hamster. I'm gonna just MH. Is that good?
Sure.
Muscle hamster. 100 yards. $1. And then VJ. MVP. $1. And we will remember who voted what.
Yes.
That will not be complicated. Right. That's it. We want to thank you for joining us for the redo of the end of the show.
Let's just put it on the challenge game. I got the Chargers. You got the Bucks. There you go.
You want to give me all your money in one fell swoops?
I could come up with more dollars.
The outcome of that. I brought home like 60 pounds.
Remember, I voted. Apparently, the rest of the country that didn't vote for Obama feels that Obama just gives me money. So. And someone saw, what did someone tell me on Facebook? Oh, yes, he gave me a free cell phone, too, and an iPad. And he bought my computer, by the way. So
people told you this on Facebook?
Some stupid people who, because they saw my Hispanic last name.
Why are you friends with any of these people on Facebook?
I'm not friends with them. I was friend with someone. I was commenting to a friend.
Oh, and my then God. So somebody racially attacked the last name.
Yes. Yes. Hispanic.
If you're a racist, die.
No.
Die!
So that was, I think, I was like, so bottom line, I was like, I think that's the problem. It doesn't...
If you're a racist, kill yourself. It'll be so much easier for all of us. Look, seriously.
Yeah. Anyways.
If you're racist, we just ask you one thing.
So my
friend...
We
are going to get sued because there's going to be some neo-Nazis going to blow his brains out and his parents are going to say, he was listening to his podcast at the time.
My friend...
And I'm going to sit in court and I'm going to say, but who says I was wrong? Who thinks I'm wrong? And no, he's actually right. He should have killed himself.
So my friend... had to send me a private message apologizing for
his
friends,
other friend that's going to remain that, friends?
I don't know. I don't care what they do with their friends.
If you're a racist, just...
She was just telling me I really do not agree.
Have a freaking clue, okay?
Yeah. So, anyways, but there you go.
That's not happy. That's not happy.
So we only differ on one game.
That's happy. Five more friend, friend.
Chargers at Bucks is the only game we differ on. I got the Chargers. We got money on it.
I got the Bucks.
And you got
it's
the
real
Bucks.
Simple. It's real simple.
Sure, I'm giving you
Vincent Jackson.
I'm giving you a way out.
How the hell is VJ not going to school his old team?
I'm giving you a way out because they're going to make sure
how are
sure
the Chargers going to stop him when they don't know?
They're going to make sure he does nothing. They're going to put a safety over the top. I guarantee you, and that's why there's a dollar here for that. V-Jacks don't do much in this game.
Side out, Jeff Ellis. And
Steven
I will
Miranda.
Go back to love.
Just
Jeff
so you know,
Ellis.
It's going to be two games up, and you're going to be in trouble.
Oh,
trouble!
So scared.
Steven
so
Miranda.
So scared, Jeff Ellis.
NFL Rats Raid.
Oh, Tara.
La, la, la. But he's still talking.
What
I am
the
not
hell's
listening.
Going on out here?